Folks, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 53. As we come to the table this morning, there's no time has beat us today, but it's good to spend time at the table in reflection of what the Lord has done for us.
Amen.
In order to remember our Lord's death. After all, this is what our Lord would ask us to do, this do in remembrance of me. As we sit here today, we reflect on these emblems. We reflect on the bread that speaks of the body and the wine that speaks of the blood. A body beaten and bruised and broken, and precious blood that was shed for our salvation. And brethren and sisters, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Amen.
That's why we're here.
Amen.
To give thanks to the Lord for what He means to us. In Isaiah chapter 53, we read these words. He says, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep gone astray to his own way, on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth." Here's the amazing portion of this particular chapter here. I think this is wonderful to behold. "Yet it pleased the Lord." Boys, that's amazing. Love so amazing, so divine. That's why he demands my soul, my life, and my all. There is Christ hung on the cross as our substitute for sin. Listen. "It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. And when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed." Hallelujah. This is it today. We're here.
Amen.
We are the seed of that accomplishment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's mighty.
Yes.
That's why we're here today. We are the seed of that divine substitutionary work of Calvary. That's why we're here.
Amen.
Because of what Christ has done for us. Yes, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. For he shall bear their iniquities.
Yes.
Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and that shall divide the spoil with the strong. Why? Because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressor.
Amen.
Brian and sisters, listen. Does anything more need to be said? He who knew no sin became sin for us.
Hallelujah.
That we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Amen.
Therefore, we're here this morning,
God,
in remembrance of that very fact, that the Lord lived, died, rose again, and is back in the glory.
Amen.
And he's one that ever liveth,
yes,
to intercede on our behalf.
Yes.
And you know, as we sit in this room this morning around this table, and partake of these emblems, I want to say this. We're not thinking of a Christ on a cross.
Amen.
We are glorifying a risen Savior.
Amen.
One that's alive forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
And as we sit here just now, he's beholding us,
yes,
in the glory. Let's come and give thanks today to the Lord for what he means to us.
Yeah.
And as we partake in the bread, first of all, let us give thanks for that body,
yes,
which has been broken for us,
yes,
in order that we might be saved.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask the brother here at the table if they would lead us, one of them,
yeah,
to the throne of grace, and to give thanks for the bread that speaks of that broken body,
yes,
this morning. Let us bow in a word of prayer. Amen.